Losers of America. It's the phone. 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 Losers of America.
Hey everybody, this is a hobosode. I forget which one, but today is November 16th, 2022, and this hobosode is brought to you by Hunts Point Hooker. Thank you, Hunts Point Hooker, for supporting the show.
Hi, this message is for Beverly. I was calling because my son, I guess, saw a sign in your yard about some cans, or I'm not sure how that whole situation transpired, but nonetheless, he sent me your number. And said that you may have some beer and soda cans. I am interested in knowing what you have, or maybe coming by at some point to see what you have. My phone number is 590, and my name is Shauna. Thank you.
Okay, so that was a message left on the prank line. And then it looks like 4 minutes later, she called and left this message.
Hi, my name is Shauna. I just left a message, and I recognize that I called the wrong number. So I was just calling back to let you know. Thanks, bye.
So that's weird, isn't it? It's like she got tipped off that Beverly's not a real person. So I'm going to see what happens if I just call that lady with Beverly. So let me go to worldofprankcalls.com/Beverly and get Beverly's phone number. It's taking forever to load.
Ménage à trois mode activated. As soon as I finish speaking, Beverly is going to pause for 10 seconds.
All right, I'm doing it.
Before listening for a response.
I'm doing it.
Hello, which gives you time.
Shut up, Brad.
Click over. And three away on an unsuspecting person on the line with her. All right, why aren't you doing that? Do it. Go. Go, 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 go.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi?
Yes, this is Beverly.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Well, shit, all that for nothing.
Who the fuck is this?
Hey, don't worry about it, Beverly. You can't even walk or hardly even blow your nose.
Well, what the fuck do you think this is?
Well, I don't know what that one was about, but maybe that'll be another exciting chapter for the kid that tried to fool his mom with Beverly. He's probably going to get grounded now. She's going to be like, you called Beverly on me today. Why weren't you in school? So, pranked you good, whoever you are.
Hello?
Hello, Irene?
Who is this?
That's Gary from AT&T Wireless. We're changing your phone number. The 7680.
We're changing what? I'm sorry?
We're going to change your phone number, the 7680. It's going to change in about 5 minutes.
Why?
We're just going to need to change it. It's just something we need to do. We're doing it in the computer here. And what's that?
You're calling from where? From AT&T?
Yeah, AT&T Wireless. Do you have something to write with? I have your new phone number here.
But I don't want a new phone number.
Oh, it's too late. I've already started the process.
Well, I'm going to have to cancel my service with y'all because I don't want to change my number.
Oh, no, it doesn't cost anything for you to change your number. It's completely free. We're just changing it for free.
I don't need to change my number.
I'm sorry, we have to.
I got a business with this number.
Okay, ma'am, I was in your account, and I was just in there monkeying around because it was slow here today, and I accidentally changed your number. I'm sorry about that.
Well, you're going to have to change it back.
I don't know how to. So if
call somebody or talk to your manager or
No, I don't want to get in trouble. Just, like, do you have something to write it down with? I have your new number here.
I don't have it, and I don't want to change my number.
Well, I'm changing
Maybe
your number.
AT&T.
I'm getting ready to change your number. Well, that didn't work out. That was from Anime Girl 304. I think she sends me numbers of people who call her at work and are rude to her, because that's what most of her say. This lady was really rude to me. Sorry, Anime Girl. That one didn't really work out.
Your call has been forwarded to
And she won't pick back up. I was really going to let her have it. Her new phone number, I mean. That's what I was going to let her have.
Hello?
Hi, Dave?
Who's this?
This is Steven from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
You need to stop dumping leaves in your neighbor's yard, sir.
What?
You need to stop dumping leaves in everyone else's yards. You know, just rake up your leaves into a bag like a normal person, okay?
I'm not putting leaves in anybody's yard. What are you talking about?
Oh, yes, you are. And you've been dumping them in that pond behind your house. That's not cool. That just makes a mess of the pond.
I'm not dumping leaves in a pond. What are you talking about?
Sir, we know you're dumping leaves in the pond. You need to cut that out.
Who is this?
This is Grega.
Who?
Grega.
Who's Grega?
From the Homeowners Association. It's Grega.
I don't know a Grega.
Well, I don't really know you either. I just know you need to stop dumping those leaves in the pond back there.
I'm not putting leaves in the pond, so I don't know what you're talking about.
We're going to make you jump in that pond and get those leaves out.
Yeah, right.
How do you like that?
Who is this?
I already told you several times now. It's Grega from the HOA.
Well, yeah, what's the address of the HOA?
You just need to stop being a burden on society, sir. You know, that pond's not just for you. That's for a bunch of people.
What's your address, Gregan?
I'm not giving you my address. Why, are you going to dump your leaves over here as revenge?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Why do you have your TV up so... There he goes. That was a loud fucking TV. That was a next door Nick number hand idea. There's a pond right behind his house. And he's telling me to say that everyone's dumping leaves. Like every number he sent me, it says dumping leaves. But then they're not picking up really today.
Hello.
Hi, Robert.
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the Condominium Association.
Okay.
I just needed to let you know when you get home today, there's going to be a big pile of leaves on your porch.
Why is that?
Well, do you know David?
David?
Yeah, he says you've been bringing over leaves and just throwing them in his yard. So we told him that he could...
Wait a minute. Where are you calling from? I live in Village.
Yeah, Village Condominium Associations.
Yeah, no. What do you mean I've been throwing leaves in his yard?
Yeah, well, that's what he told us. So we told him he could throw leaves on your porch. So he said he's going to go out right now and rake up all the leaves and leave them all on your porch.
What are you talking about? There are no leaves here, number one. They're all gone.
There's,
and number two, I'm not even on the board anymore.
There's a few leaves, and it doesn't matter if you're on the board or not. You still can't be just picking up your leaves.
Wait a minute. Who the hell are you?
You can't throw your leaves in David's yard, okay?
Look, I'm not throwing leaves anywhere. I'm 74 years old. I don't go out and rake leaves and throw them in somebody's yard.
Yeah, but there's leaves.
We don't even have yards.
I know that. There's little yards and there's trees in front of all the houses. So you're
right.
Yeah. Your argument does not hold up.
Wait a minute. Who's saying I'm putting leaves in front of their house?
David is. He says you're doing it
who's
right.
Who's David?
He lives a few doors down. So look, just please stop doing that. And we won't let him know he can do that again.
I don't even know who David is.
Are you home today?
Yes.
Okay, well, maybe you can like hang out on your porch, and when he starts throwing leaves on your porch, you can talk to him about it. But don't try and stop him, because we already told him he could do it.
Who are you on the board, or who are you?
Yeah, I'm just work here in the office.
Wait a minute. Well, come on now. You know, we have a president here that's an idiot. I was president. We have someone here. I have never heard of you, David, ever.
You were president and you were an idiot?
I have never thrown leaves on anybody's yard. And the leaves are gone.
Well, I mean, they're not all gone. There's still a little bit of work to do out there. You can't just throw it all in David's yard. Like, what if we all threw all of our leaves in David's yard?
I haven't thrown any leaves in David. I don't even know who David is.
Sir, will you tell that lady in the background just to hush the fuck up?
No, I will not.
Okay, well, she just keeps going on and on.
I mean, I don't understand. I was president of this board, and all of a sudden you're giving me shit for something I didn't even do.
Well, it's just, you know,
there were leaves in the driveway, but those are all picked up. They're gone.
Yeah, you can't pick those driveway leaves up and throw them over in David's yard. They're obviously not David's.
No, I'm not David. I don't even know who David is.
No, I said they're not David's leaves. You can't just throw them over in David's yard.
What? Whose leaves? We live in a condo. Whose leaves are they? I mean, I don't have a tree in my garage.
Well, you can't take the ones out of, you know, the ones that just end up in your yard and throw them over in David's yard.
I don't. There's no yard.
Will you tell that lady she's not on the phone?
Look, I don't know who you are. Yes.
What'd she say?
I don't know who you are.
I can't hear her because she's not on the phone. Tell her to shut up.
Honey, don't worry about it, okay?
Yeah, just don't worry about it, honey. Just shut up.
Oh, Lord. Don't you tell me to shut up, whoever the hell you are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't understand. He works for MPM.
Someone correct? Needs to tell you to shut up because you just wouldn't shut up. You just kept going up.
Does he work for MPM?
Yes, he works for MPM.
Yeah.
Get David's name and address. And
honey, there's no leaves.
There's no leaves.
And I've never thrown leaves in anybody's yard.
Sir, just go down on your porch and talk to David when he gets there with the leaves.
Fine. Okay. I have no idea who David is.
Where does David live?
A few doors down.
What's his address?
I'm not telling you that.
Two doors down from me.
You know his address. That's where you're throwing the leaves at.
There are no leaves anywhere that I can tell.
All right. Go down on your porch and talk to David.
David can come. Tell David he can come and talk to me.
He's just going to come. He's going to come and dump leaves on your yard. He doesn't know your home.
He's going to dump leaves in my yard. Okay.
Well, on your porch.
Whatever. Whatever. On my porch. Okay. Well, I'll look for David. Thank you very much.
Yeah, just run out there Goodbye. And say hi to him.
Yeah, fine.
All right. All right. Now put your wife on the phone real quick. I want to talk to her.
Pardon me?
Please put your wife on. I need to have a quick word with her.
Why?
About her interrupting.
Excuse me, where do you work?
Ma'am, you need to stop interrupting your husband's phone calls.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Like, he was on the phone, and you just wouldn't shut up.
Who are you?
This is Steve Dave. Over at the...
It's who?
It's Steve Dave at the...
What's your...
The Condominium Association, or the Condoms Ass, as we call it for short.
Okay, and who do you work for? Do you work for MPM?
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly. And listen, ma'am, you just need to hush up.
And what is your name?
When your husband's on the phone, because I couldn't hear a thing you were saying, I just kind of heard you in the background.
Does the difference to make? We talk like this all the time.
Okay, well, it doesn't work for me because I couldn't hear you, and you weren't on the phone. Maybe you should go pick up an extension so I can actually hear what you're saying.
There is... I do hear what I'm saying.
Then it won't be.
We don't have an extension.
Irritating.
And can we calm down and back this up like two steps?
Oh no, nope.
And go back to the beginning of the problem.
I'm all riled up.
That there is not a problem. You're riled up.
Well, just tell Robert to stop throwing leaves.
Calm down.
Tell Robert to stop throwing leaves in everyone's yards.
There are no leaves to throw.
Look, I live here.
The landscapers have been by. They've mulched all the leaves. I can count right now about six leaves in our front yard.
Yeah, he was doing it
when there were
before.
Leaves, they blew between the trailer homes and us is the road.
Okay, shut up.
All the leaves blew in front of
us. Okay, hold on, shut up.
We just pushed them out of our driveway.
Just shut up for a minute. Can you put your husband back on?
No, I don't like to be told, why are you telling me to shut up? I'm trying to come tell you what happened. He was just saying we didn't throw leaves. There were short leaves in front of our driveway.
Yeah, I've heard that story before.
There was a huge pile of leaves in front of our driveway.
I've heard that story before.
Who'd you hear that story from?
Various neighbors.
What story is that?
Hey,
there were leaves back there?
Did Robert go check the porch? Because he might be out there throwing leaves in the porch right now.
Oh, did you check the porch to see if there's there? I'm looking at the porch. There's nobody around. There's no leaves. I don't know where he's going to get leaves from.
Okay, calm down.
What is your
calm
last,
down, ma'am.
What is your
calm
last
down.
Name? I'm calm. What's your last name, sir?
Oh, I ain't telling you that.
If you work for MPM, that's my right to know.
Oh, no. Nope. I just don't want to tell you.
Well, you know what? I'm going to call MPM back and talk to Gail over
good.
There and
I hope
find
you
out
do.
What's going on.
I'm
going
to tell Gail to we expect
will.
Your call.
Okay. We will call her right now.
Oh,
thank
I will.
You.
I will. I'm going to tell her right now. I should call her back as Gail now. Tell her to stop picking up leaves in other people's neighborhoods and bringing them over just to be a dick to David. Because I know she's doing it. Okay, here's a call coming back. It's probably them.
This is Gail. Can I help you?
Who is this?
This is the Condominium Association.
The what? I'm sorry?
This is the Condominium Association. This is Village.
Oh, where's that located?
Well, who's this?
Well, I got a phone call from you. That's why I was wondering.
Oh, no, I didn't call. I've only been here for about a half hour.
Oh, where is your condo association at?
Look, sir, I don't have to tell you anything, especially when you're out there throwing leaves in everybody's yard.
Who is this?
This is Gail.
Gail?
Yes. Who's this?
Charlie.
This isn't Charlie. This sounds like Robert. I know all my residents here, Robert. You need to try and fool me.
Well, you're the one who called me.
No, my phone just rang. You called me about 1 minute ago, and I picked up.
See you, Gail.
Was he trying to convince me that I called him?
We're sorry. Because of technical difficulties, we are unable to route your call. Please try your call again. This is a recording.
416-11. En raison de difficultés techniques, la communication...
That's a weird error message. That was a number from Anonymous, who says it's a phone thief. This number was stolen from an old lady, and the thief will not return the number to the lady. So just the number's been stolen, or the phone itself? I wanted to get to the bottom of that, but I just get that error message, so I guess this number's no good. Looks like nobody has the number now.
Hello?
Hi, David. Hello?
Hello.
Is David around?
This is his wife. Can I help you?
Oh, well, I'm getting ready to change his phone number, this 3722 number. I'm calling from T-Mobile. So, do you have a pen or something to write down his new number with?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have his new phone number here. His old phone number is just going to be a disconnected message from now on.
Okay.
Are you ready for that number?
This number, hold on. Why is this number being disconnected?
Oh, it's just being changed. And the old one, when you call the old 3722 number, it's going to say this number is no longer in service. It's been disconnected.
Okay. Okay, no, don't do that because that number doesn't belong to him.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he got outbid on it.
What?
He got outbid on his phone number. Somebody else wants it. They're going to be turning it into their own business number. So I have I have your new number here if you'd like that.
Okay.
Oh, are you ready for that?
That number doesn't even belong to him. That number belongs to me.
Oh, no, it belongs to David.
3722.
Yeah, we've got the number registered to David here.
Okay, no, because I got this number on a totally different network. It doesn't even belong to T-Mobile. I use a different carrier.
Well, it was originally a Sprint number, but, you know, Sprint's been switched over to T-Mobile now.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you like your new phone number? I'm just trying to give you your new phone number.
Sure, what's the number?
It's area code 501-259-6835.
Okay, wait, time out. I don't even live in the 501 area code.
Yeah, that's Arkansas.
Okay, nobody lives in Arkansas.
Yeah, you know, millions of people live in Arkansas. Shit.
H&H Roofing, this is Amy.
Hey, Amy. This is Kevin from AT&T Wireless. I was calling to let you know we're changing your phone number.
Changing my phone number?
Yeah, the 620 number. We're going to change that to a brand. I'm sorry, what?
Why are you changing my phone number?
Well, you're supposed to have a 913 number. Going by where you spend.
Why?
Well, just going by where you spend most of your time. You're mostly in the 913 and not the 620. So we're just going to change it to a 913 number. It's no big deal. But I have the new number.
Well, it is. It is a big deal because it's a business and all of everything already has that on there.
Oh, you should have got a 913 number.
Well, I've had this 60. What number are you referring to?
It's a 620-49.
Okay, so I'm always in Wichita with that number. That's a 316 area code.
Okay,
so I don't know why you think I'm in the 913 area.
We can change it to a 316.
No, I don't want to change it at all. It's a business phone. I can't change it.
Yeah, but 620, like nobody's ever there. Not with your phone.
I'm here.
Not very often.
Well, it doesn't really matter to me.
Okay,
I mean, it has to be this.
I'm not calling to argue. I'm just calling to give you your new phone number.
No, you can't change my phone number.
Okay, well, it's going to change in about 5 minutes. Do you want the new one or not?
No. I want to know why. What gives you the permission to change my phone number?
Because I work for AT&T, AT&T Wireless, and that gives me permission to make changes to your account when they are necessary.
Why is this necessary? It doesn't matter what phone number. I talk to people all the time who live in Kansas City, and they have a Seattle phone number.
Oh, do you have their number? If that's one of ours, I'm going to need to change that.
That's none of your business. No, I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to have to look through your call logs, ma'am, and see who you're calling with a Seattle phone number.
No, you'll have to have your manager call me.
Well,
have your manager call me.
Because
I'm not comfortable with this. This doesn't, this comes out of
okay,
the blue.
Okay, well, ma'am, your phone number is going to stop working in about 2 minutes. So
okay, bye-bye.
Why wouldn't she just want me to transfer her to my supervisor? She just wants another random call from... You know what? I'm going to have my supervisor, Bev, call her.
In restoration.
Ah.
We're sorry that we take your call right now.
I try to call her with Bev, like, twice now, and she is just not picking up anymore. Trying to give her my supervisor. That was from the sign guy, and he asked me to change their number to a 913 from the 620. Not realizing they hang out in the 316 all the time. Damn it, the sign guy. You should know these things. Here's a call coming in. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes?
Hey, what are you doing?
Yes?
No.
Where is it? Where is it?
Oh, my name is Carl.
Oh, okay.
Fresno Carl.
Yes, I want to help you.
Well, you called me. What do you want? What do you need?
I don't know. You just called for me.
No, you called me. You called, my phone rang and I picked it up and you got really demanding. You're like, who is this? What do you want?
Really?
Yeah, that's what happened. You called
me. I don't know.
You just
have the last kitten for clean up.
The last kitten?
Yes, clean up the leaves.
You clean up the bleach.
Yes.
No. I ain't cleaning up shit.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I love you. I love you.
All right.
I love you. Say I love you back. No idea what that was. Maybe that's just one of the many people that haven't been picking up. Freaking jerks.
Hello?
Betsy?
Yes, Betsy.
Hey, yeah, it's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Oh, hi.
Hey, I live up the road a bit. I'm on Merritt Road.
Okay.
And I was laying in your backyard last night.
Uh-huh.
And you got those spiky balls out there.
Spiky balls?
Yeah, those little spiky balls off of the trees.
I'll
have one, you know, under my back or, you know, sometimes my head will land on one.
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
You know, spiky balls off of trees. I don't know what they're called.
I mean, I've seen some trees like that, but I'm not aware that we have any on our property.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how are they getting in your backyard if you don't have any of those trees?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'll have to take a look.
Okay. Well, it's no big deal. Like, the ones that I found in your yard, I threw them off into the trees.
Okay.
I hope I hope they don't end up out there again tonight.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I'm going to find out what kind of tree those come from and see if you can maybe solve the mystery, try to piece it together.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'd appreciate it.
How interesting.
Yep, but
do you think that they're invasive in any way?
Oh, no, I don't think so. It's just, you know, I was in your backyard last night about 3 or 4 in the morning, and I was laying down on the ground, and, like, they were just getting me in the back and in the head. Like, where'd all these come from?
You don't think that they're the burrs, do you, or the thistles?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Huh, interesting. I have to go take a look. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yep.
You're laying in the yard in the middle of the night?
Yeah, no, I was just back there smoking and looking through a catalog.
Okay. Gotcha. And you're the neighbor who lives behind us in the woods there, is that right?
Yeah, yep. Yep, that's me.
Okay, very cool. Interesting. All right, well, I'll have to go digging around. Thanks for letting me know and talking through it. We'll see if we can solve the mystery.
Okay, yeah, if you see me out there at 3 or 4 in the morning, just, like, leave me alone. I'm busy.
Okay, deal.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
What the hell? How does she not care about her trees having those spiky things? I mean, because that would really bother me if I found those in my backyard.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
That's a good way to mess with your neighbors. If they don't have a tree that produces spiky balls, then pick up a handful from someone else's yard and throw them in their backyard. It'll cause all kinds of confusion.
Hello?
Patty?
Good night. Yeah, this is she.
Oh, hey, Patty. It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
My neighbor?
Yeah, I live over on Drive.
Oh, you live on okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was in your backyard last night, and you have those spiky balls in your yard.
I have spiky balls?
Yeah, you know, those little spiky balls that come off trees. But you don't even have that kind of tree back there.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't have that kind of tree.
Yeah, isn't that weird? What are you doing? Are you getting them out of other people's yards?
No, there shouldn't be no spiky balls back there.
Yeah.
I know we need to rake up the yard from, you know, when he cut it, it's been laying there, and he got to rake it up.
Oh, that's fine. No, the spiky ball didn't even hurt. It's just, you know, I laid my head down, and there's a spiky ball, and then there's another where my leg was. So I had to just push all these spiky balls out from underneath me when I was laying back there last night.
Wait a minute, laying back where?
In your yard.
Why were you laying back in my yard?
I was just, you know, bat watching. Watching for bats.
You was what?
I was watching for bats. I have night vision goggles.
Oh.
Yeah, I was just back there bat watching and smoking.
Oh. Well, don't do that. Okay.
Well, no, just smoking marijuana, not tobacco. Nothing gross.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was back there and... shit. Patty hung up on me. Oh, here's the call back.
Your sperm residence, this is Carol.
Hello, Carol. My name is Ralph Little. I'm sorry, I had you as a missed call.
Oh, that's probably my son. I think he's making prank calls.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think my son was making prank calls to people. He's probably prank calling you.
Well, beat his ass.
I'm not going to beat his ass. Hey, what are you calling up over here and talking about my son's ass for? You weird pervert.
Hello?
Hey, Diana.
Yeah?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Roy?
Yeah, I live over on Cedarwood Drive.
Yeah?
Hey, how come you have those spiky balls in your yard? From the trees?
The spiky balls in my yard?
Yeah, you know, those trees that rain down those little spiky balls, those green spiky balls. I was in your yard last night, and I laid down, and there were some spiky balls in your yard.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Spiky balls off of the trees. Or are you collecting them? Are you collecting them from other people's yards and putting them in your yard?
Is this a joke?
No. I wouldn't kid about this. I was so confused last night because I was in your backyard and here's all these spiky balls underneath me when I'm trying to lay down and have a smoke.
Okay. I'm going to hang up. I think this is a little much. Bye.
What do you mean it's a little much? Nobody wants to listen to my spiky ball stories.
Hello?
Hey, Donna?
Yeah?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Roy.
Yeah. Hey, you have those spiky balls in your yard? Because I was laying in your backyard last night, and I had those, you know, there were several of those spiky balls. You know, like I
have no idea what you're talking about.
I was in your backyard last night. Stop yelling at me. Jeez. But I was laying out there.
Why are you in my yard?
I was smoking weed, and I'm not really allowed to smoke it around my house. Oh, man. The mention of weed made her hang up on me. I think I'm going to end it there, I guess. I keep trying that same prank on other people, and nobody gives a shit. They're more concerned about the mystery of the spiky balls and how they got there.
Your call is very important to me. Leave your name and number, and I'll get back with you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Ernie, are you there? Hello, Ernie. Ernie, it's your neighbor. It's Roy. Hello, Ernie. Ernie, hello. Pick up the phone. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. Come on, Ernie. All right, well, I'm just going to end the show on your machine then. I'm giving up. I've been trying to call a lot of people, but I haven't gotten a lot of answers today. So thank you, Hunts Point Hooker, for this hobosode. It's been a good one. Thanks, Ernie. Bye, everybody.
You can see him fighting nymphs and bogs. You can see him in the restaurants. You can see him dropping 2 kilos.
Black mages, they're hoping they won't.
Better give them all some serious space. And don't you ever get up in the face. And don't forget about the stool that dropped.
Black mages, they poop where they want.
Well, damn it, you've done it again. Found a spot and picked. I'm just a tad bit angry, on the verge of being pissed. Dragging across this failing with the rest of our party. Gathering gold coins, XP, and tripping over dead bodies. But when I gotta go, I just can't, not like you. Taking advantage of that robe when you're dropping that deuce. No excuse, you filthy bandit of a mage. You're supposed to cast spells, not expel your deadly waste. Quickly, quickly cast that haste, we gotta get away. Away from this dirty black mage smelling up the whole place. The villain's closing in and we're gasping for that air. Dude, this ain't fair, why'd you have to go there? People think you're awesome cause you can do magic.
Oh, look at me, I can cast fire three.
We know the truth for why you're using those flames. So you can hide that stench, but what about your shame?
You can see him fighting nymphs and bugs. You can see him in the restaurants. You can see him dropping 2 kilos.
Black mages, they're hooping their wall.
Better give them all some serious space. And don't you ever get up in the face. And don't forget about the stool they dropped.
Black mages, they poop where they want.
I see this black mage dude step magically in a view. He lifts his black robe to reveal a magic pile of poo. He flips a bitch and makes a stick with fur and airplane glue. With myrrh and frankincense, he makes an insane two. A crew pair of two, pair of brown bunny rabbits. A new scare the dude gets a fecophilia addict. His magic is tragic, his poo-poo is emphatic. His attacks are romantic, and his doo-doo is tangent. A white mage magnet thinking thieves are the faggots. His wizard sleeves are rancid like a diarrhea fragment, and he can't dance. He's got poo-poo in his pants. He enchants lost toilets with the fragrance from France. He reads wizard books and steals some crooks that can't do math. He has lizard looks and feels up crooks and rants real fast. He rides tandem bikes, his forest fights a total party dude. He hardly likes his gnarly tights. He goes commando for a poop.
You can see him fighting nymphs and bugs. You can see him in the restaurants. You can see him dropping 2 kilos.
Black mages, they're pooping their wall.
Better give them all some serious space. And don't you ever get up in the face. And don't forget about the stool they dropped.
Black mages, they poop where they want.
Black mage pooping on a mountaintop. Pushing out a block of new shit to rock. Caring not, he won't stop until he's on top. I'd set a blaze, he concentrate on making show stop. Lace up his high tops, take to the streets. He's going out and searching more food to eat. In a restaurant, just doing what he wants. He's a magic man, he don't need pants. He makes his robe flaunt. What he got and what it does. Black mage popping off just because. Getting on the bus with the major buzz. Overclock his material slot and raise up. So raise a glass to the major's ass. Being the bravest lad to never wear the pants. And goddamn, you can smell it when he takes the pot. Black mages, they poop where they want.
You can see him fighting nymphs and bugs. You can see him in the restaurants. You can see him dropping 2 kilos.
Black mages, they poop where they want.
Better give them all some serious space. And don't you ever get up in the face. And don't forget about the stool that dropped.
Black